The meetings with government were carried out in a spirit of mutual cooperation and touched on critical issues of accountability, particularly in respect of previous and current investigations and inquiries that the government has either conducted, instituted, or committed to. Commission members also raised with ministers the establishment of the hybrid court for South Sudan, as well as access to reports of the various military courts martial, with particular reference to the number of people who are reported to have been executed, in order for the commissioners to receive their feedback on the human rights situation and the violations and abuses reportedly committed in Juba. Commission members travelled to Bentiu and made a stop in Malakal. This visit proved to be extremely useful, as the Commission was able to visit the Malakal UNMIS POC site, housing IDPs, and obtain an extensive briefing on the human rights situation there. The Commission also observed the deplorable conditions under which IDPs live. In Bentiu, the Commission met with the UNMIS head of field office and her team, who provided a briefing on the human rights situation. Commission members also met with the Committee of Elders from the POC site in Bentiu and were taken on an extensive tour of the POC sites in Bentiu. There, the commissioners held two meetings with women in the POC sites, where they were able to hear directly from women on the human rights situation and the human rights violations and abuses they have suffered and continue to suffer. Commissioners were told that the current violence in South Sudan has increased insecurity and intensified the vulnerabilities they face on a daily basis. Women were extremely vocal in these meetings and spoke out on their experiences of sexual violence, particularly when they venture outside of the POC site in search of food and firewood. Women, both young and old, gave graphic accounts of being gang raped by armed men in uniform. Both in Malakal and Bentiu, food patrols have been instituted to provide some measure of protection. The women also raised the issue of numerous checkpoints mounted by government soldiers who extort what are called taxes from them. Now, this issue of checkpoints has been raised by the IDPs and UNMIS on several occasions with the government. Women also spoke about the ongoing attacks and killings of women by armed men in uniform, again, while out on livelihood activities outside of the POC site. Women and children, of course, continue to face increasing socioeconomic rights violations as a result of the ongoing conflict. And humanitarian actors working both in Bentiu and Malakal have raised concerns that women and children in South Sudan are extremely malnourished. Commissioners were also informed by the women that they continue to suffer a multiplicity of violations, including forced and early marriages, domestic violence, and other forms of gender-based violence. The women also raised the prevalent practice where young women are forcibly married off by their families in return for dowries of cattle. The women in particular have said that their lives continue to be defined by the conflict, increasing their vulnerability. Some of them, including widows and a number of old women, expressed disbelief and horror at being gang raped by young men and boys who they said are young enough to be their grandchildren. But of course, on a more positive note, the women confirmed that they were pleased that they are receiving medical treatment and educational access from humanitarian actors operating in the POC site. Some of them, the humanitarians, have been providing adult literacy programs to the women at their request. Later on, the commissioners met with members of the committee dealing with dispute resolutions cases in the POC site to hear from them on the kind of cases they are dealing with. On our return to Juba, we met with the Chief Justice and members of the judiciary. This meeting was extremely cordial and useful, particularly about understanding the question of access to justice in South Sudan. Commission members also met with members of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission and, of course, the Inspector General of Police. Commissioners also met with senior members of the UN and separately with members of the Diplomatic Corps yesterday to debrief them on our mission. Following our visit, the Commission remains concerned by the following issues: the diminishing space for civil society, which includes ongoing intimidation and harassment of its members, forcing many of them to flee to neighboring countries; media freedom and the continued intimidation and harassment of journalists and, of course, media houses; restrictions placed on access by UNMISS, on access for UNMISS and the humanitarian actors, which really inhibits their ability to reach the most vulnerable in order to carry out their work; the escalation of sexual violence against women and girls perpetrated by armed men in uniform; the ongoing impunity and lack of accountability for serious crimes, as well as human rights violations and abuses in South Sudan, without which we all know lasting peace cannot be achieved. The Commission is also deeply concerned at the slow progress on the implementation of the provisions of the peace agreement, which is fundamental to ending the conflict, human rights violations, and normalizing the lives of South Sudanese. The citizens of South Sudan who met with the commissioners made a poignant plea for peace, justice, and accountability. The Commission appreciates the right of the South Sudanese people for peace and justice, and rejects the notion of a false dichotomy between peace and justice. Many have said, and we agree, that one of the root causes of the current tragic situation is an unfortunate lack of accountability reaching back through many conflicts and unresolved grievances. Only justice and accountability will give South Sudanese people the genuine and durable peace which they deserve. There is a broad acknowledgement in the country that breaking the cycle of impunity requires holding perpetrators of abuses and serious crimes accountable. The Commission is of the view that establishing the institutions under Chapter 5 of the peace agreement is absolutely critical to building sustained peace in South Sudan. The Commission also wishes to acknowledge and appreciate that UNMISS and the humanitarian workers are working under conditions of extreme stress and often great hostility. Nevertheless, they continue with dedication to serve the most vulnerable in South Sudan. The Commission will, of course, return to South Sudan later this year to continue with its work in terms of its mandate. Thank you.